So the world's going to influence you for sure. So you need to counteract that. In fact, your counselors need not be the ungodly people that are on TV or that write books or whatever or on radio. Your counsel needs to be from God, wise counsel. A wise man will attain, he shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb, the interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark saying. Sometimes the wise people say things in a way, it's like, why wasn't that a little easier to understand? Sometimes there's meaning there, but it's given in a way that you have to do some thinking to be able to get it out of it.
You say I belong to you. Apart from the things I do, you say I belong to you. I'm in awe of why you do, why you do, why you do. I'm in awe of you.
This is Corey from Bible Baptist Church in West Union, Ohio. You're listening to Here's Hope with Pastor Tim Carter. Let's listen to the message.
All right, Proverbs chapter number 1. I regret to say that when I was a teenager, I knew way too many rock and roll songs. I sang way too many rock and roll songs. And I hate to admit that I know who Pink Floyd is. I don't know a lot about. Probably know more about Pink Floyd now because I studied them a little bit for this message. I just only knew one Pink Floyd song, and came out, I think, in 1979. It was a song that was had to do about another brick in the wall, the chorus went, "We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control." All right? And then it goes on down. It says, "Hey, teachers, leave them kids alone." And then it says, "Hey, teacher, leave us kids alone," or something like that. And we don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Is that what it is? Is that what, you know, wisdom passed down from the ages is thought control? And it's a song from a rebellious generation, from a foolish generation that doesn't want the wisdom of the ages and the wisdom of God, but would rather, and they consider people telling them what to do or giving them wisdom, thought control. It's not thought control. Yeah, rebel, all right? But that's the rebel spirit. So if you're here this morning, and you're probably not, if you're here, you're not one of the ones who's thinking this morning, "We don't need no Preacher Carter." "Hey, preacher, leave us congregation alone." All right. Oh, brother. Now you got a song stuck in your head for the rest of your life. I apologize for that. Oh, Proverbs chapter 1, verse number 1. We're talking about counsel. Counsel is advice, it's opinion, it is instruction given upon request or otherwise. It's advice, opinion, instruction given upon request for the directing of judgment. For the directing of judgment of how you should choose to live, what decisions you should make. It's advice, it's opinion, it's information that is given to help us make good judgments about things and to also direct us not only in making right judgments about things, but also to direct our conduct. And so that's what counsel is. It's advice, opinion, it's instruction given for the purpose of affecting our judgment or for the purpose of affecting our conduct that we have. Now, listen, if I would have had more time this morning, and I'm kind of glad I didn't, because I just thought about going through and trying to find some of the songs, the words to Pink Floyd songs. Some of you guys probably could stand up and recite them. But a group that had a song named Brain Damage, so that tells you right there, right? And they taught people stuff, only they taught it in a song. I mean, they're on the teachers. "Hey, teacher, we don't need you to brainwash us, you know. We don't need your thought control." But yet Pink Floyd was delivering a message. They just did it through song and affected millions and millions of people. In fact, if you did a little reading on Pink Floyd, I wouldn't encourage it. It'd be a waste of your time. But they are ranked by many organizations as one of the top 10 most influential rock bands in the history of rockness, whatever that's called. And, yeah. So they did have an impact. I mean, you guys think about the Beatles and, you know, groups like that, but when you've got these organizations that that's what they know is rock music, and they're saying Pink Floyd's top 10, some of them rank them eighth most influential rock band in the history of rock and roll, and influenced many of the groups and rock singers that there are today and their style. Anyway, just interesting. Rebels. Scripture teaches us in chapter 1 of the book of Proverbs in regards to counsel that, you know, we are to try to influence people. Listen, somebody is going to influence the next generation. Somebody is going to influence your kids. Somebody is going to influence your grandkids. And if it's not the wisdom of God, it's going to be the wisdom of the world or the wisdom of the devil. And so who would you rather have influence? And I know we're kind of hesitant, and the world has kind of provoked us as believers. It's probably not so much the serious believers as it is more carnally minded believers to go. And I run across a lot of Christians that are like, well, I'm not going to make my kids go to church. I'm not going to force Christianity on them. Now, let me just talk to that issue for a minute. I don't know if my wife and I did a good job. It's yet to see. And we cannot make our kids be Christians, right? And I hear from the rebel crowd, they're like, well, I grew up and I don't want anything to do with God because my parents tried to make me serve God. Well, and there's a difference in trying to make someone serve God and influencing them with everything you got toward living for God. And we did not demand that our kids grew up to live for God, but we heavily, heavily, heavily encouraged it. And we provided conditions at home as best we could in a consistent life at home that would be productive toward them growing up to have a heart for God. So I'm not into all this. Well, you know, I just want my kids to grow up and make their own decision. What that normally means is I'm not going to try to influence them for God, but you can rest assured that the world and the devil are aggressively trying to influence your kids. Aggressively. You turn on TV, you think they're not preaching a message? You think they're not preaching? They're preaching, baby. They're preaching. And the rock and roll music, they're preaching a message. And it's a message contrary to God. We don't need no education. That's a foolish, foolish, folly-filled mentality that we don't want influence from the older generation that's smarter and wiser than we are because they've been around a few years. But if you want to live like that, that's the life of a fool, because Proverbs chapter number 1 says the purpose of the book of Proverbs. And I guess the reason that I'm appreciate, and probably most of us appreciate the book of Proverbs more than we did when we were in our teenage years, is because we're more ready to listen, actually, to what somebody has to say. In our teenage years, when we think we got it all figured out and we don't need no education and we don't want to grow up to be like our parents or whatever. Oh, brother, we're so intelligent, aren't we? Proverbs 1:1. Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction. That's the purpose. To know wisdom and instruction. Purpose of the whole book. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive, not just to know it, but to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple. Simple people are folks who are weak in intellect. That's not an insult. It's simply a statement. And there were several statements that are made by the older generation to the younger generation that are in reference to, you don't know what you're talking about. And when you're simple, it's not an insult. It is a simple statement of you lack the intellect to really know what you're talking about. It's you don't know. You haven't lived long enough. You haven't had enough life experiences. You don't know enough about the Word of God. You're weak in intellect. And the purpose of the book of Proverbs is to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Discretion, oh, I shouldn't do that, or I should do that. So the purpose is to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear. A wise man will hear. See, in folly, we don't need your education. We don't need your thought control. But the wise man will hear, and he will increase learning. And a man of understanding, he shall attain. He will pursue after. He will go after wise counsels. Counsels, plural. Not foolish counsel. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, there's counsel out there, but we're talking about wise counsel. And not just wise counsel singular, wise counsels, because in a multitude of counselors, but wise counselors, there's safety. And so one of the best things that we can do, if, as young adults, listen, one of the best things you can do is begin to develop now a group of people around yourself that have the ability to give wise counsel to you. You're going to have questions in life. You're going to come up at times in your life where you're like, I don't know what to do. And you need to have some friends that will give godly wise counsel that you're able to call upon, and that you can get the wisdom that comes from God from them. So the world's going to influence you for sure. So you need to counteract that. In fact, your counselors need not be the ungodly people that are on TV or that write books or whatever, or on radio. Your counsel needs to be from God, wise counsel. A wise man will attain, he shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb, the interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark saying. Sometimes the wise people say things in a way, it's like, I don't really... Why wasn't that a little easier to understand? Sometimes there's meaning there, but it's given in a way that you have to do some thinking to be able to get it out of it. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing if you have to not be lazy in your thinking. It's not a bad thing. Come now, let us reason together. You need to not be spoon-fed your whole life. Babies are spoon-fed. Mature believers are willing to search after, dig for, attain unto wise counsel. It involves your effort. And so, verse number 9, for they shall be an ornament of grace on thy head. What? Verse number 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Now, to verse number 20. Wisdom crieth without. Wisdom cries out, outside. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long are you going to enjoy being like that? That you don't know. You don't know, and you enjoy being in a state that you don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. How long are you going to be like that? And you love it that way. And how long will scorners delight in their scorning? And how long will fools hate knowledge? And I just want to tell you, a long time. And the wisdom of the book of God, this Proverbs specifically, cries out all over the place. The wisdom of God is all over the place. Sometimes on TV you will hear the wisdom of God. Sometimes on the radio you will hear the wisdom of God that comes through somebody. Sometimes in concourse, out in the normal conversation, when you're out around people, you'll hear the wisdom of God. Even in the midst of all the wisdom of the world and all the wisdom, or lack thereof, of the devil, you will hear the wisdom of God. It's calling out to us all over the place. You'll hear guys like Dave Ramsey. They're giving great wisdom on the issue of finances. And there are people out there in the normal course of life, in the midst of all the foolishness, there is some wisdom out there. And you have to learn to attain unto wise counsel. Turn up my reproof, verse number 23. You need to turn, because wisdom will reprove us when we're doing wrong. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out mine hand and no man regarded. That's a problem. God's reaching out with his wisdom, and he's called and people refuse, and he stretches out his hand to reach the people and no man regarded. And therefore, but you have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear cometh as desolation, when your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counselors. Like, they didn't want to hear what I had to say, and they despised all my reproof. Listen, my generation was this way. I can't look at this younger generation and go, rebels, rebels, rebels. My generation was predominantly rebels. My generation who thumbs their nose at church, who doesn't want the things of God. My generation was growing up in the 70s and 80s. And we would none of God's counsel. We didn't want to hear God's wisdom on the issues. We didn't want his reproof. Verse 31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices, for the turning away of the simple shall do what to them? It's going to kill you. It will kill you. To turn away from God's counsel, his reproof, it will kill you, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So many rich fools, aren't there? They're all over the place. Turn on your TV. They're all over the place. Rich fools, and their prosperity will destroy them. See, because they think because they're prospering that they're fine. But they're not fine. Verse number 32. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. I love that. It's out there. Wisdom is all over the place. When it comes to counsel, advice, opinion, instruction given for the purpose of directing judgment or conduct or behavior is a big part of what we do around here. It's a big part. Proverbs 11:4, where no counsel is, the people fall. Listen, where there's no counsel, talking about counsel that comes from God, the people will fall. How important is it that believers are out there putting the counsel of God out there? Very important. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Chapter 12, verse number 15. Here's the verse. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is wise. Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Proverbs 19:20. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Yes, it shall. Proverbs 25. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding, he will draw it out. Listen, you got to find the right people. You got to find wise people. And wise people have counsel in their heart. But most of the time, the really wise ones are not the first ones to speak up necessarily. And you're going to have to learn to recognize it where it's at, and you got to learn how to draw it out of people. This is why the old adage is, if you ask the right questions to the right people. All right? So it's in there, counsel in the heart of man. It's like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. One thing I think that I learned years ago, who are the wise people? How do you get it out of them? Who are the wise people, and how do you get it out of them? Proverbs 21:30, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. You won't win that war, baby. Proverbs 24:6, for by the wise counsel shalt thou make thy war, and a multitude of counselors their safety. Proverbs 27:9, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so does the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. I'll just tell you this. I need some education. We all need education. We all need wisdom. And thank God that he puts around us people that can declare the word of God and give us God's angle on things. It's a blessing.
You've been listening to Here's Hope, a ministry of Bible Baptist Church. Check us out online at hearshope.org. You can contact us by writing to Bible Baptist Church, P.O. Box 487, West Union, Ohio 45693, or by calling us at 937-544-1818. If you don't already attend another church, we'd love for you to give us a try. Thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
You say I belong to you. Apart from the things I do, you say I belong to you. I'm in awe of why you do. You do, you do, you do. What have I done to deserve your son? Sent to die for me. What can I give? I want to live. Apart from the things I do, you say I belong to you. I'm in awe. Why you do? Why you do? You say I belong to you. Apart from the things I do, you say I belong to you.
Understand, I now realize, and I will. trust in my God through His holy sacrifice. He is my Lamb, the one who was slain on Calvary. His blood cleanses every stain. He is my
me one happy day. I asked him to save me, oh, praise his name. Like the woman at the well, he told me all I'd done. Then he saved my weary soul, and he cleansed me how the glory did roll. When I called on his name, I was changed. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Yes, I am born again. Washed and sanctified when the blood was applied. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. Yes, I've been saved.
There is a fire in my bones. I want to tell of my new home. Like Jeremiah, I must tell of Jesus' love. For I was washed in His blood. Yes, I bathed in the crimson flood. And one of these days I'm gonna be leaving for heaven, my home.
Well, I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Yes, I am born again. Well, I was washed and sanctified when the blood was applied. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. Yes, I've been saved. Saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Yes, I am born again. I was washed and sanctified when the blood was applied. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. Yes, I've been saved.
Well, I've been
saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed. Yes, I am born again. Sanctified when the blood was applied. Hallelujah, I'm on my way to heaven. Yes, I've been saved.
Well, I was
washed and sanctified when the blood was.